We continue the conversation. Hello. The most listened to morning conversation program around the country is this program, interestingly enough, because there are more stations carrying it, more ears there, more mouths available at 888-302-3684. Longest running morning radio program in syndication as well. All of that good stuff. Does it make any difference? If it's not a good program, why would it make a difference? But it is, because of the likes of Jennifer Horn, who's here most of the time, Ken Kessler, who's here most of the time, Roberta Fasanelli. Listen. Richie will be back next week. We were talking earlier, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air. Sometimes I forget where our conversations are going. I know it was on the air, talking about moving to California and finding a farm out there. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer wants to take me up to Ojai. It was on the air. So I found absolutely perfect place.
Okay.
Ellen DeGeneres and her wife, Portia De Rossi, have listed their ranch in Thousand Oaks for $10 million.
Hey, there you go.
All right. It's on the cover of Architectural Digest.
Let's buy two.
Two of them. Right. And then you could live in one and I could live in the other one.
That'd be awesome.
Wow. We could be neighbors.
That would be fun.
Wow. Yes.
Hey, Doug, can I borrow some flour?
Yes.
Do you have any Grey Poupon?
But of course.
Grey Poupon. The news today focused on the usual things that are, I say the usual because it is the same kind of, it's a little mix of who done what to whom. Iranian state television reports Iran's president-elect is calling Israel a wound. That has to be, I think, what is it? They said they have to, it has to be exorcised.
Ew.
And now he says, well, maybe that was a little...
A little rough, you think?
Yeah, a little bit rough. Okay, so what is it? These people have been saying the same thing. See, I don't even think this is news anymore.
No, because there's just, I mean, I can't see them ever being peaceful. I mean, they just, I don't know.
A majority of Americans support the Stand Your Ground laws. Okay, so let's go around the room here. Roberta, you support them? Stand the ground?
I support them depending on where your home is. If you have an apartment in New York City, absolutely not. If you're living on a 500-acre ranch somewhere out in Wyoming, absolutely yes.
Uh-huh.
So it all depends on, I think, to ask that question is much too broad a question. I mean, because
yes,
it really depends on where you are.
Well, it was asked by the National Rifle Association, so you figure, you know, what the motivation is. But I just think interesting thing to pursue. Mm-hmm. All right, so where are you, Kenny, when it comes to Stand Your Ground laws? There are 14 states that have Stand Your Ground laws, and a lot of people think there ought to be a federal ban against that law. So what do you think?
I know they vary from state to state, the particulars.
Pretty much on racial and political lines, though, that these, you look at the voting and you can, with the reports that come, why it is the way it is. Excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah, I think they need to go. I think they need to be revised. Something else needs to be done because the way they are now, it's not just your house, it's your car, or if you're walking down the street.
Yeah, and it's your sidewalk.
It's too broad. It lets people get into trouble because they think that, you know, if somebody pushes back, then I'll stand my ground.
Right.
And that's the law.
Yep. Hi, Jennifer, what do you think?
I think for sure. In my home, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, I will give Ken that benefit there, saying I don't necessarily think that you need to be walking around with a concealed carry, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I need that. But in my home, if someone comes in and I tell them to leave and they don't go, I have the right to protect myself. It's my home.
Mm-hmm.
Get off of my lawn.
Yeah, see, there are places, and that brings it around to where it's been overused. The guy who shot two people on his lawn because they wouldn't get off and they weren't really doing anything. Hey, it's trespassing, sure, but do you shoot people because they walk?
If someone tells you to leave and it is their property, they have the right to tell you to go. Now, should they shoot you dead in your tracks? Probably not. That's a moral thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, people like to test the system. They like to test people. And I don't know why they do that. I mean, nothing good comes from that mentality of testing people.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. All right, so there's one story that people are talking about. One of the things that has come out this Friday is a discussion of the use of landlines. And I thought this would be appropriate for Roberta. We were talking about this before you came on board, Roberta, how when you move now, if you have a landline and you move into a new place, it's likely that there will be two things that happen. Your landline in the old house for the new people will not be renewed. So when you're selling your house, you ought to ask them if they want a landline. If they do, you better leave the landline in with the number attached to it. Just put a new name on it. And in addition to that, if you have people that are moving into areas where there isn't cable, fiber anymore, because they're, copper, because they're using
copper
fiber.
Right.
It's likely that they will not, according to Verizon, which is the second largest landline phone company in the country, they are taking the lead here by replacing phone lines with wireless alternatives. And that means what? That means they want you to have a cell phone and they want to put a landline in.
Well, it's much cheaper to maintain, obviously. It's a lot easier to put in. You know, and you may not want to leave your phone number. I mean, for my Manhattan apartment, I have a 212 phone number, which is gold.
Yes.
I mean, you can sell those. I mean, I will never give up that number, even though I hardly use it.
Yeah.
So, and people may not want to give up their home number.
What happens if you're older, though? I'm looking at all these stories of people in their 80s and 90s that need service from certain...
Yeah, you brought up a good point with this, about how people use it to reset their pacemakers. I mean, that's all done over the phone.
Yeah.
Right.
So, anyway, I think it's something... all I'm bringing is up, the real reason, the reason that I want it to be on your mind, is if you are, if you lose, don't pay your bill and you lose the service, they'll use that as an excuse not to renew it. If you have a business that relies, like mine, relies on certain landlines that I need to have, and they're happy not to replace them. They don't want to do them anymore because they can't make any money. If I leave it, they have to keep me in service. But if I somehow or other don't use this line anymore, Roberta has it in a couple of her places. I have it here and in California because I want it to sound like it's studio quality. Not that you can't get that using a digital technology and Ethernet and stuff, but it just, this is, that's iffy. This is not. For the most part.
But you can't get them anymore.
No,
They won't install
them. That's why I won't let go of mine at all, because they just won't come back. I mean, it's hard enough to get it serviced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, how long? I mean, how many phone calls do you have to make to get it serviced?
Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's really a bad deal. All right, so we're trying to focus on the good deals. That's the Good Day program. Time for us, speaking of good deals, to whiten your teeth.
Okay, ready?
Smile for the camera, everybody. Roberta, let's see those teeth. General, let's see those teeth. Michael, let's see your teeth. Let's hear about that. Kenny, let's see your teeth.
Ding.
Ding dong. All right, so there are a couple of different things to think about when you're powering up those whites of yours. And the one thing that I have been recommending is the use of power swabs. Power swabs is a five-minute way for you to become really proud of your teeth faster. You got yellow teeth from drinking coffee and tea and wine. Maybe you smoke too much and you've
diet, coffee, tea, and wine.
Oh, really? That's very good. So your teeth must need power swabs big time. Clinically proven teeth whitening system to get your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. If you use it over the course of a week, 6 shades better, 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. Keep using it on your caps, crowns, veneers. It is powerful. That's why they call it power swabs. Gets rid of stains, and they have other things in the power swab kit that you might ask about when you call 800-865-7602 to order direct from the manufacturer. Don't have the middleman. You don't have to go to the drugstore. You get it direct from the manufacturer. 800-865-7602. Call now for your solution to whiter teeth. Clinically proven, remember, and dentist developed. Call now. Get free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen on the entire order of whatever product it is that you want and or need. Dial 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Not a member yet? Not a problem. Shop Sam's Club during our open house, August 2nd through 4th. Everyone's invited to shop the club with no membership required. Come in and see how much you can save at our Sam's Club open house this weekend only. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live? Look at the booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store, like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustics, 74% off list, $89. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Thomas, Hilton, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's biggest back to school sale Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
All right. So you'll be happy to know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, folks who are concerned about the IRS everywhere, there is a new IRS chief about to be nominated. Wow, this will be exciting. His name is John Koskinen. I know you pronounced the name. Koskinen, I think, maybe. He has a history of working at troubled organizations.
Oh, perfect. Welcome to your new job. The most troubled of them all.
He worked at Freddie Mac. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is, whether that's going to work or not. The acting commissioner hasn't gained much favor with Congress, so he would never get approved. The former commissioner was forced to resign after he was he'd become the fall guy for all this, but everybody knows it went sort of to the White House. But anyway, the folks at the White House say he has decades of experience, and the Secretary of the Treasury, Jack Lew, has offered a strong endorsement. So there he is, folks, the new chief of the IRS.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Springsteen, Roberta's favorite, and frankly, I'm a Boss fan. I've always liked his lyric line, the energy behind his songs. This is Thunder Road for your listening and dancing pleasure. Crank it up, Michael. The heart, the soul, the message that comes through when you're listening to him. And you think about the years this guy's been at this, 30-some-odd years.
Oh, my goodness, yes. The first time I saw Bruce was 1972.
I don't get how he still has a voice. The way
250 shows plus later.
What, you've been to 250 shows?
More. I stopped counting at 250.
Yes, it's a character.
But it's a lifetime. I've spent my entire lifetime
chasing him around
with Bruce Springsteen. Yes.
You've grown up with Bruce.
I can define moments of my life by particular songs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true with a lot of
people.
Of good music and things that mean something to us in this circumstance. Bruce pretty much hits the nail on the head. I think with a lot of emotion, the so-called blue collar
workers. But you know, there's a new movie out that just came out called Springsteen and I, and these are films made by actual fans that this filmmaker put together, and it's an extraordinary film about, you know, what this has all mean, this lifetime journey what Springsteen has meant to people.
Yeah.
Are you in it?
No, I'm not. It was very surprising. I thought I would see people I know, but I really didn't know anyone. I've been to some shows with some of these people, but I don't personally know any of them, no.
The reason that we are highlighting The Boss is because it's no surprise, according to a survey, the best live entertainer on the stage is Bruce Springsteen.
That's right. They just did the 50 best live bands, Rolling Stone magazine, and number one is Bruce Springsteen.
All right. So who are the others? Are they listed in here?
Well, number two is Prince.
Prince, right. Yep.
Number three, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Number four, Arcade Fire, which actually is an excellent band, but nobody knows who they are.
Neil Young.
I'm like, the guy's half dead on stage. Are you kidding
me? My God. I find that to be hard.
Like, what?
Yeah. All right. So, under the circumstances, if you have a band or an artist that you think is best live, you follow it. Probably nobody has the passion that Roberta does for any. I shouldn't say that because that's not fair. There may be some people. I'd go see the Moody Blues if they were around. It wouldn't seem as much as you do, but I like Justin. I like their music. I like the way they perform it. I enjoy what the message is as much as anything else for most of the Moody Blues songs. Eagles are also great, although there's a oneness to their music that sometimes, I think a little goes a long way for me. I mean, you can go back, if I keep going back into the era of the 70s and the 60s and some of the groups that were around then that were made popular, frankly, by some of these Broadway shows are brought back again. Jersey Boys, look what that did to the revival of the music that came from the Four Seasons, which had been not forgotten, but it certainly hadn't been primary until that thing. And the same, I don't know, can you say the same for ABBA and Mamma Mia, maybe?
I think so. Bit. It brought it to a new audience, at least.
So which band or artist do you think is best live, Roberta? I mean, Jennifer?
Gosh, I've seen some good shows. I think Paul McCartney is excellent.
Yeah,
McCartney
good.
Is fantastic.
Yeah, very good.
I think Zac Brown on the countryside is phenomenal.
Yeah. Kenny,
Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney, all really good, too.
Kenny, what about you? You're the musical guy from the radio.
You know,
one of the
shows that I think was the most fun out of all the concerts, and I've seen almost everybody that's been mentioned so far, was Ringo and his All-Star.
Oh,
band.
My gosh.
Very good. Yeah.
What's my name? Ringo!
Good answer. 28 after. Good.
Jack Benny's Lost Episodes. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Rochester, how long did you boil this egg?
A minute and a half.
A minute and a half, is that all?
Yeah, when you told me you got them from a fire sale, I figured that's all I needed.
That's, of course, Jack Benny, with his longtime partner, Eddie Rochester Anderson, in an episode from the Jack Benny program. Jack's old shows have been in syndication for decades, of course, but now a collection of 18 episodes, not seen since they first aired in the 1950s and 60s, has been released on DVD by Shout Factory. For nearly 40 years, Anderson's character, Rochester, endured the vain pomposity of his boss, which was, of course, all an act. In an unusual, unscripted episode from Christmas Day, 1964, Jack tells a studio audience just how important his friend Anderson was to his career.
Rochester has been with me, you know, over 28 years, and he's been in everything that I've been associated with. Every time I made a movie, they put Rochester in it, you see, and he'd steal every scene from me. So when I found out that my next picture was the life of Booker T. Washington, I said, forget it.
On another Christmas show from 1961, Jack welcomes back the great voice actor Mel Blanc, still in a wheelchair after a terrible car accident that had nearly killed him a year earlier.
The night of this accident, there were all these specialists working over him, and as soon as he opened his eyes, tell him what you said.
What's up, Don?
In 1956 show, Jack frets about his upcoming violin concert at Carnegie Hall, and the devil turns up to make a deal with him. He's played by Jack's lifelong pal, George Burns.
You look like the devil.
You don't look so good yourself.
The Jack Benny program Lost Episodes remind us not just how funny Benny and his friends were, but how beloved Jack was by both audiences and those he worked with. If you're looking to introduce someone to one of the funniest men who ever lived,
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Option is the Good Day program because of the spirited conversation among the folks who are the faithful, including Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Dudley Steffen. With a reminder, don't forget your back-to-school tips. Send them to facebook.com/Good Day Show. Comments about anything we're discussing certainly can go there, or email to doug@dougsteffen.com. Better yet, we always love hearing your smiling voice, 888-302-3684. Government workers in the city of Seattle were told this week that the terms citizen and brown bag are offensive and may no longer be used like in official documents or discussions.
Like a brown bag lunch?
The Office of Civil Rights in Seattle instructed city workers in this internal memo to avoid using the words because some people may find them offensive. Luckily, there are options, said Elliot Bornstein, the manager of the Office for Civil Rights. He's the one who wrote the memo. Instead of referring to people as citizens, we refer to them as residents.
Okay.
So Bronstein said, the term brown bag has been used historically in a way to judge skin color.
What?
For a lot of
bag is brown.
What? People in the African American community,
but the bag
the phrase
is brown.
The bag brown, is brown bag brings up associations with the past when a brown bag was actually used to determine if people's skin color was light enough to allow admission to an event. I never heard of that in my life, and I'm betting you there aren't 100 black people in this whole country who know that.
I've never heard that before.
Never in my life.
Never.
Kenny, have you ever heard that? Nobody here has ever heard that. Never.
So they're saying that people used to let people in if they were lighter than a lunch bag.
Yeah. This is what, listen to this guy. This guy's got to be off his rocker. The memo goes on to suggest they should use, people that work for the city, use terms like lunch and learn or sack lunch instead of brown
sack
bagging
lunch.
It.
Sack lunch is sack horrible.
What is the, these people, and this guy's actually paid, he's the commissioner of the Office for Civil Rights. He said the word citizen should be avoided because many people who live in Seattle are residents, they're not citizens.
They're not citizens.
They are, some cases, legal, some cases, illegal residents. They pay taxes. And if we use a term like citizens in common use, it doesn't. This guy is a, oh, my God, I almost used the bad word.
Oh, my goodness.
What a knucklehead. The New York Post carrying this story. What a knucklehead.
This is the point when you are just entirely way too sensitive. I mean, how How?
It's more than stupid.
Does this even make sense?
All right, here's something for New Yorkers. Going back, the story in the Post brings you back to the Department of Education when last year the folks who work for the Department of Education in New York were told to avoid references to words like dinosaurs, birthdays, Halloween, and other topics that were on city-issued tests because they could evoke unpleasant emotions among students.
Dinosaurs?
I'm afraid of dinosaurs.
Kids love dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, for example, conjures the topic of evolution, which could rile fundamentalists of birthdays and not celebrated by Jehovah's Witnesses.
No.
That's world.
No.
Show me now. Let's be done with it. Put me out of my misery. You're nuts.
So dinosaurs make you think of evolution.
Right. Yep. And if you're a Jehovah's Witness, they don't celebrate birthdays, so you could be offended by that. Halloween is suggested connection to paganism.
Offended
that's offended.
They don't celebrate birthdays, by the way.
Oh,
I
my
love
God.
Birthdays. That's offensive.
Unbelievable.
Somehow we supported this, and now it's just gone out of hand, kids.
Oh, my God.
Out of hand.
I have a saying that begins, un-blanking believable. And that is what this is. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so Michael.
Could
found
you imagine? We should try to do our show without these rules.
Yeah, really?
Just
impossible.
For a day to see if we could do it.
All right, so Wikipedia says the phrase "brown paper bag test" has traditionally been used by African Americans throughout the 20th and 21st century, with reference to rituals once practiced by certain African American sororities and fraternities who would not let anybody into the group whose skin tone was darker than a paper bag.
Hmm.
Also known as the paper bag party, these lighter-skinned social circles reflected an idea of exclusion and exclusiveness. The notion of the paper bag has carried a complex and obscure meaning in black communities for many decades. The reason for usage of the paper bag is because the color of the paper bag is considered to be center marker for blackness.
What? That is, I have never heard of that.
I have never, ever. I mean, if any of our listeners are African American, I'd like to know if they've ever
Apparently
heard of it.
Apparently, there's a Spike Lee film called School Days that satirized this practice and brought it back to the attention of those who are in colleges, universities, that kind of stuff.
Must have skipped that movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What, do we have a white bag thing for white people? How about a white bag test?
Well, like the white sale test, yes.
Yeah. Well, no, you go to the Gap. They give you a white bag. I don't
want
to test.
White people always
see if
don't
I'm really
like
white.
Being white. White people always want to be tanner.
Yeah. So then my skin, because I've been on a farm all summer and I have my farmer tan, my skin's really dark. I look, my skin color is about the same as Obama's. You get right down to it. When I pass the test, I could be an honorary something or other.
I just think it's interesting that it was done by black sororities. This wasn't something that white people did. This was something that they would impose upon themselves. Is that what you're saying?
Well, in this case, the sorority test, as it was explained in Wikipedia,
right.
is to let you in.
But it was
you're
for black
dark.
Sorority.
Well, I mean, you know as well as I do,
bizarre.
If you look at certain black actors, Sidney Poitier comes to mind, Afet Koto comes to mind, really black, the guy who...
Well, there's varying degrees of skin tone. I mean,
right.
I'm whiter than you and Roberta.
Yes.
And you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
not like, yeah.
yeah.
I mean,
right.
that just happens with everybody.
But you know what makes this more sort of outrageous and to a point offensive? Is the fact that people feel like they need to use this sort of thing to separate themselves from other people when, as we well know, according to the Genome Project, we're all the same. And we really ought to be focused on that and thinking about how we are in one. How many people do you know who are so prejudiced? I said earlier this week, reviving one of my themes that I've had for years and years and years about the Japanese. They're just so racist. Our country has pockets of racism that are based not necessarily on even color of skin ethnicity sometimes. You know how people are prejudiced against Jews, and a lot of the white Jews from Eastern Europe, they don't look any different than any. Look at the population of the Jews in New York City, for example, Roberta. There are differences. The original Semitic tribes that now fight amongst themselves because they have a different religion, they're all the same. All the Semites look the same. Palestinians, Jews that are original Jews from the Middle East, any of the people who are Muslims, anybody who grew up in the Middle East has, and this, when I say this, this offends some people, but I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry, because it's what it is. The men, the dark-skinned, big-nosed men in their 20s to 40s are the ones that we ought to be, or used to be, the ones we ought to have been looking for, not anymore when it comes to terrorism, but we still have that sort of pat, sort of trite way of analyzing some of these people, which doesn't really work anymore. But some people found it offensive that I said that, and I don't really care because that's what I really think. And there's nothing about me that's a prejudiced soul. I'm from an area of the country, supposedly, that is steeped in the tradition of being open-minded, but yet there's probably not a more racist city in the country than Boston. Nobody thinks about it that way because it's a Northeast liberal city.
You think so? Really?
Unbelievable. Huh. Why do you think the federal government had to run the school system for 14 years because there were so many racial problems brought about by those damned Irish Catholics who were running.
Watch out, I'm an Irish Catholic.
Well, but they were the ones who were fostering the prejudices to keep the blacks in certain schools that were all completely devoid of anything. They didn't have paper, pencils, desks. Nothing. They wouldn't send anything to the areas of the city, Mattapan, Jamaica Plain, wherever there were black kids. Nothing. They didn't get anything. And so it got so bad, these kids came out, they would spend their time in school, but they were basically illiterates. And the federal government finally said, this can't be. So they put a judge named Arthur Garrity in charge. And they bussed the kids all around the city to bring the black kids to the better schools. But it took a federal judge and an order from the federal government to get him to do that because of the prejudices of the people that still run, the Italians and the Irish that still run Boston. So, you know, you can say what you want to about any, you know, you can make generalizations, but they don't usually stick. And this is an example of that sort of thing. All right, so have I gone long enough with this? I think probably. It's time to congratulate Allison Carenza. How many know who Allison Carenza
is? I do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Allison Carenza, yesterday morning, was holding her husband's hands when the winner was announced in the first monthly contest for
America. Yes, I
do. So she won cash and resources in excess of $19,000. Folks at, I say the folks, me and my partner Adam and the others that are working on Dream Big America are committed now to awarding about $250,000 in cash and prizes over the next 12 months for the Dream Big America monthly champions. And what has come out of this, I saw an email from somebody and I don't know what I did with it. I'm just looking for it. It isn't important for the story. What I said yesterday on the air was, if you're a listener to this program, because we were getting email from people saying, well, we listen to your program, can we get in? Because it looked like we were getting people all from the Kauffman Foundation and Million Cups and we were screening them through there. But if you have an entrepreneurial adventure that you're on and you want to participate so that you can get a chance at all of this help, the resources, the cash that will come from these various people that are helping support Dream Big America, then by all means, I sent a couple. As a matter of fact, I sent two emails along this morning to Adam for him to put into the hopper so that we scrutinize all these people and we bring in the three best every week on Tuesdays. And at the end of the month, we put the three winners of the first 3 weeks together and we come up with the award-winning entrepreneur whose company is bound to do better because we're trying to support and push these people along. So congratulations to Allison Carenza, whose company is involved in photography. It's called Looky Lou Light. And the website is lookyloulight.com. CEO Allison Correnza got the most votes from the nationwide audience. Voting was very close, and I think it was 14, 15 votes. Did I say that on the air yesterday? I'm not sure. I was supposed to, but that's what it was. That's what separated her from the rest of the pack. And anyway, so I'm very pleased that this thing has taken off the way that it has. Allison began to cry when she heard me announce her name. Very excited. As she says, the participation here has changed her business and changed her life. Because just mentioning Lucky... Looky-loo light on the air as much as we have. People Google it. They go to Facebook and see what it's all about.
Absolutely.
So it's changed the attention that she's had, and that's really what we're trying to do, get people focused on all these great businesses. So congratulations again to her and to all those who participated. And, yes, you are encouraged to send me information about your company so we can put you in the hopper and consider you to be a contestant and participant in Dream Big America. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved Big Shiny Box. Hold 50 pterodactyl. Gargantua loved pterodactyl.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Imitara Koch, family travel expert. Traveling internationally is a once-in-a-lifetime experience for many. According to a recent Bank of America study, 7% of families vacationing this summer are traveling internationally. Whether visiting family and friends or heading to a dream destination overseas, planning ahead, using credit cards, and brushing up on conversion rates can make sure the trip stays within your family's budget.
When traveling internationally, you want to make sure you alert your credit card issuer before traveling. This will ensure no issues when using the card abroad or alert the company to suspicious activity. Additionally, you'll want to take advantage of credit card programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, which have no foreign transaction fees and utilize chip technology to provide customers with expanded global acceptance, convenience, and security when shopping outside the U.S.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustics, 74% off list, $89. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
Lots of people talking about Bradley Manning's conviction this week. As a matter of fact, Kenny put together a montage of a few callers and what they had to say about the Manning trial.
I'm just really disgusted by the young men and women who sit behind a desk and are on the computer, and they're not actually out there putting their life on the line. You know, they were entrusted with documents, all kinds of different documents that, you know, contain vital information to the safety and well-being of our young men and women who are out there fighting. And maybe they need to be on the front line. Maybe they need to get out there and get a good dose of just exactly what they're and how they're endangering our men and women. It's sad. You know, it breaks my heart that they would disgrace the United States that way. They would disgrace themselves. They have no moral code, which is such an important part of being in the military. You know, what the United States stands for. Where is our American morality? Where do we stand now? I just think it's really sad.
I was never in the active duty, but I was in the Civil Air Patrol Air Force Auxiliary. And I have to say that Manning now has a scar he's going to have to live with for the rest of his life. He's not going to ever get access to a phone or a computer. However, when he is in the rehabilitation processes of incarceration, he's going to be taught...
Incarceration is rehab. Good luck to that user on that one.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Is he playing it where he is in the radio station in the sky?
I would imagine so. Okay. I hope so.
Nielsen. Harry Nielsen. And the theme from Midnight Cowboy. Everybody's talking. Midnight Cowboy, number one movie during this week in 1969. Believe it or not. Look at the way the stars looked then and the way they look now. It's really pretty amazing. Dustin Hoffman, for example. You look at him then. You look at him now. And why did Angelina Jolie's father, why did that just go on?
John Voight.
John Voight, thank you. How he looked then and how he looks now. You see, he hangs around a lot with Shatner. He's a lot taller. When I saw him at that horse show, he was a lot taller than I thought he was. And much thinner as well. Didn't you think so, Jennifer?
They're always much thinner. Isn't that funny?
Well, the camera makes people
weight.
Look wider.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. All right, so here we are at the beginning of our romp around town movie wise with Chuck Curry, our movie man, who is in charge of a blog called Entertainment Today and Beyond. Check that out if you want to know what Chucker's thoughts are, and you ought to, because he's highly respected and regarded in his community and my community when it comes to knowing about video and DVDs, what's going on in the movies, that sort of thing. He's very, very connected. So we're going to have him bring us what's going on that's new at the theaters this weekend, because that's what he does on Fridays. Before we do that, though, let's get to number one movie during this week in 1991. Fun movie, that's the best way to describe this. I think it ought to be fairly obvious to many of you. Let's see how you do your work and then win the prize, 888-302-3684, if you can identify the movie from which this audio is presented.
Falling for you like a blind roofer.
I believe that is Charlie Sheen, is it not, Chucker?
I believe it is.
All right, next clip.
You know, I've personally flown over 194 missions, and I was shot down every one. Come to think of it, I've never landed a plane in my life.
Now, people will confuse that with another movie that is similar in tone, but you know that is Lloyd Bridges' voice. 888. He went down a completely different street later in his career from the serious stuff that he did on earlier on. 888, like Lindsay Nielsen, same sort of. He was very serious. Him too. Leslie Nielsen. Who do you think you are correcting me?
I was just helping you.
What do you mean?
Would you rather me say that?
What an outrage.
No?
Yeah,
I'd rather be like, hey.
Yeah, than me sound foolish. Thank you.
Right. I'm just watching out for you, sir.
888-302 Doug, last clip.
Put Rabinowitz in a life raft, have him row in circles until we return. It could be days. Then put some food in the life raft. For God's sake, man, do I have to think of everything? We'll take his favorite shows. He won't miss anything.
You see the expression on his face. And then, all right, people are at it. 888-302-3684. Chucker has the movies coming out this weekend for you in just a moment on Good Day.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. It starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Running. Teachers are in the final sprint to prep their classrooms for back to school. Let Office Max get you started and saving with all of our roll lamination at 50% off. Laminate name tags, flashcards, charts, whatever you need to last the year at our best price of the year. Stock your classroom at Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 10th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
All right, Chucker, what's going on this weekend?
One big studio film opening nationwide, the action comedy Two Guns with the great Denzel Washington actor Mark Wahlberg. It's a good pairing. The trailer, I can't say it does much for me. Reviews are so-so. It's expected to
be fun. They'll both have a good time together. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the buzz on general audience reaction is pretty good. One bit of movie news of interest, according to reports, Universal and David Yates, the director of the last four Harry Potter films, in final talks for him to helm the remake of the studio's new version of Scarface. There was two versions, the 32 version with actor Paul Mooney and the famous 87 version with Al Pacino. The script's reportedly top secret. It'll be an interesting property to remake this film, remake of Scarface on the way.
James Cameron announced yesterday that he's going to do three sequels to Avatar. Man, that's, you're talking about cash in your hand.
I love James Cameron, but I wish he wouldn't spend all his time on three Avatar sequels. I like the film, but he obviously thinks this is his version of Star Wars. I don't agree with that.
Keith, what's the name of the movie?
Hot Shots.
Hot Shots. You liked it, right?
Awesome movie.
Yes. It is awesome in many ways. You're right. I will give you an awesome prize, sir. Thank you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.